The House January 6th committee's 10th hearing ended with a bombshell, a bid to hear from the man it says is at the center of it all. After a year and more than 1,000 interviews,
we are obligated to seek answers directly from the man who set this all in motion.
Vice Chair Liz Cheney offered a resolution
to issue a subpoena for relevant documents and testimony under oath from Donald John Trump.
On this vote, there are 9 ayes and 0 noes.
Trump's almost certain to fight the subpoena. On social media, he ripped the panel for not asking him to testify earlier, without saying if he would have complied. This morning, he did not even mention the subpoena, instead sending the panel a letter repeating his election fraud lies. Those were at the center of yesterday's hearing.
Donald Trump maliciously repeated this nonsense to a wide audience, over and over again.
Panel member Elaine Luria said Trump knew he had lost the election. White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson had told the panel Trump raged to Chief of Staff Mark Meadows in December 2020 after the Supreme Court rejected one of his main election challenges.
Something to the effect of, I don't want people to know we lost, Mark. This is embarrassing. Figure it out.
But Zoe Lofgren said Trump had long since launched his own multi-part bid to stay in power.
It was intentional. It was premeditated.
The hearing featured startling new video and evidence.
They're putting on their tear gas masks.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, visibly stunned as an aide, described the scene in the Senate chamber as rioters breached the Capitol.
They're breaking the law in many different ways. And quite frankly, much of it at the instigation of the President of the United States.
We have some senators who are still in their hideaways. They need massive personnel now. Can you get the Maryland National Guard to come too?
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer called governors for help to fight off what panel member Adam Schiff said should not have been a surprise to the Secret Service.
By the morning of January 6th, it was clear that the Secret Service anticipated violence.
Schiff said a tipster had warned the agency days earlier that the Proud Boys would be armed.
The source went on to say their plan is to literally kill people.
Panel Chair Benny Thompson said the Capitol attack was the final step in Trump's plan to upend democracy itself.
He is required to answer for his actions.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.